Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Phibbs is the retail doctor, ladies and gentlemen. He's a motivational speaker, a consultant, a trainer, a leader, someone who's helping people all over the world do a better job of putting their business's best foot forward. He's the author of a couple of books I told you about earlier, The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business, and You Can Compete with Doubling Sales Without Discounting, which is a topic that I know we'd all like to learn how to do more of. Bob Phibbs, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. By the way, this is your anniversary show, your one-year anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust.
That's very nice.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that makes
your
mother...
Get a party gift or something?
This is the kind of thing, Bob, that makes mothers proud all over the country. So be sure to point that out to your family.
I will.
Bob, one of the things that's going on right now that we haven't talked about much, and I'm glad you're here to talk about it, is the Groupon experience. Now, tell the audience what Groupon is and why small business owners, especially retailers, should care.
Well, Groupon and their clone, so Groupon is the 800-pound gorilla, and their 700-pound gorilla is Living Social, and they all have clones around doing the same thing. And basically, the hook is that they will deliver all kinds of new people to your doorstep at no cost to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of it. So it sounds great, right?
Right.
Only catch is you have to offer at least 50% off whatever that product is. Oh, and by the way, we're going to keep half of that. So,
right.
For example, Jim, you sell a widget that's $100.
Before you go too far,
okay.
Let's talk about the platform. Let's talk about how this thing manifests in front of your, from you and in front of your customers. Before we go too far into the execution of it, let's talk about the idea. It's all online, right?
So it's a I can. Well, and I do it as a customer standpoint.
Okay,
that might
go
be
ahead.
An easier way to describe it. So you hear about Groupon. They're in a lot of major cities. They're rolling out additional cities every day. Same with Living Social. There's all kinds of names for them, but the premise is all the same. It's a very deep discount for one day only that you have to sign up to be on their list. And
somebody
so
either
morning,
calls you, somebody either calls you or even maybe even comes by, depending on where you are, and like an ad salesperson, right?
Well, that's the business side of it. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you would be on it. Typically, they're calling. They're not typically coming
right.
in. But, yeah. And so that customer gets this email that says, you're going to get 50, 70, 80, 90% off of this person's services, this small business. All you have to do is make sure at least 50 people buy it to make the deal go live.
Mm-hmm.
So the customer then emails it out to her girlfriends or the guys.
So basically, you're giving consumers homework, basically, right?
Oh, absolutely. And to get that deal, they're quick to do it. So they share on Facebook, they tweet about it, they email, they text, all that kind of stuff. So because the deal has to go live for them to get the deal, right?
Right.
So the deal goes live for that one day, and they essentially get a certificate that is usually good for around 3 months, maybe six, for whatever this item is, whether
right.
it's 50% off their services or 90% off of a package or whatever that
pair
is.
Pair of shoes or whatever, yeah.
Restaurant, you know, $35 of seafood for $17.50, something like that.
Right.
So that all sounds great if you're a consumer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal. Wow, cool. But for the business, if we go back to, again, you have a widget that's $100, and so you've agreed to sell it for $50. Now, you're right at your cost limit. For most businesses, they mark up Keystone,
right.
so it costs
right.
me $50, I'm going to do $100. Except that the money all goes into that online discount company first, right? So the the customer has to buy it through Groupon or Living Social.
So the coupon, so the coupon is actually bought. The coupon, the money is first given to Groupon.
Exactly.
And they give them the customer the certificate.
Correct.
Right.
So now it says, all right, we have this, and over about 3 months they eke out half of the money they took in, less the merchant fees.
Right.
So all the credit card fees it cost them to process all those credit cards, they take out of your half, not their half.
Right.
So let's go back. So we have a $100 item that you've now discounted to 50. You're giving $25 to Groupon, and you're going to pay their merchant fees. So roughly you're getting 23% of an item you would have gotten 100%
of. Right. And so the idea
is that you're going to get more people.
Right. That's the idea, is this a traffic driver, right?
Right, this is a cost of advertising.
It's a loss leader. It's a loss leader on steroids, right?
Yeah, but it's not a loss leader. I mean, that's not it, because the challenge you run into is no one does a loss leader on all their services or
no. So you're but is the
store.
Coupon? I thought the coupon though was for certain things that we could determine. We could
not typically on retail. It's
really?
Like, you know, it's a $50 certificate. For $100 worth of stuff.
It's not like, see, when I worked retail a few decades ago. I won't say how long ago, but it hurts too much, Bob. But to say that, but I worked retail, and we'd have, you know, we'd advertise something that would be the low ball item. And, you know, obviously the idea was to, you know, to bring people in. And if they bought we'd sell them, but we'd try to sell them up.
But you bought that one thing, right, at a decent discount to begin with.
Or we didn't care. We knew we were going to lose money on it. We may have sold it knowing we're going to lose money just to get people in the door. But you're saying the Groupon is more across the array of products, not about one product.
Right, or it's like the house cleaning company. So maybe it's normally $120 for them to do a house. So they convince you to offer it for $60.
I didn't realize that it was.
So
that
now you're getting $30.
Yeah.
But the problem is, at $30, let's say that's a $30. Let's say that's you pay your guys $20 an hour to clean.
Right.
So you have a hard loss. This isn't a loss leader.
Right.
It's a hard loss, and you go into the house and you try to upsell them somehow. Oh, you know, it's extra for us to do the couch, or we, you know, that's got spots.
Well,
they're going to flame about you on social media.
Right. What you've done is you have discounted, you've devalued the price of your brand, the value of your brand, folks. And if that's the way it works, I don't think it's a good thing for you to look into. I'm going to ask some more questions. I got some more questions for Bob after these messages. 20 after. The book is called The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.